A fully electric vehicle can have staggering acceleration, but a hybrid is more about fuel economy than powerful performance. The Corolla hybrid has a combined power of 90 kilowatts, whereas the non-hybrid has 125 kilowatts, but the hybrid is rated at 3.5 litres per 100 kilometres. There is little difference in driving the Corolla hybrid, although it sounds, or doesn't sound, a bit different at slow speeds. The petrol engine does not initially start. It's only on battery for a short while, such as backing out of the driveway. Then with accelerating, there's an audible whir of the electric motor. The hybrid has a continually variable transmission, which can select any ratio within limits that is best for the situation. But when pushed, the combined engine and gearbox noise is a bit intrusive. The hybrid option costs an extra $1,500, but is not available on the top-of-the-line ZR. I'm David Brown.
There's never been a better time to buy a new car, SUV or ute. But before you hit your local dealership, do a little research at carreviewcentral.com.au. Some of the latest reviews available include the 2020 Toyota Supra GT. You can also check out a review of the Mitsubishi ASX Exceed, the plug-in hybrid Hyundai Ioniq Premium, Toyota's new people mover, the Granvia, and from the same stable, the Toyota CHR Hybrid. Those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.